This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. For the second time in less than a year, the North American potato industry got news that nobody wanted to hear. A second detection of the devastating potato wart disease found in the Canadian province of Prince Edward Island. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says it was first discovered in seed potatoes, but studies were inconclusive, so trade was resumed.
Well, now, just 7 months later, they've notified the U.S. again that they have potato wart, this time in processing fields in PEI.
This new finding, Quarles says, raises serious concerns.
I think when they couldn't determine the source of the infection last year, and then they had another detection in a totally different set of fields and totally different type of potatoes going into a different part of the supply chain, I think it raised a substantial amount of concern for the Canadian authorities as well as USDA.
Quarles says Secretary Vilsack and the USDA jumped on this aggressively.
They went to the Canadians and said it's appropriate to pause exports of all kinds. Last time it was seed, this time it's processing. So they said we need to pause all exports for a period of time in order to get their arms around the disease.
Listen tomorrow for more on this second detection of potato wart on Prince Edward Island.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.